Okay, should be going.
Indeed, it's showing that we're live.
Okay, here we go.
Bonds and bands. Bonds and bands.
All systems go.
Bonds and bands.
Defiance.
Bonds and bands.
Bands.
This rebel has a cause.
Bonds and bands.
We begin as wanderers, and we are wanderers still.
Excellent. Welcome to the 16th live edition of Bombs and Bands and Wednesday Rants. And as always, I'm your dedicated and humble host, John Wilder, coming to you from an undisclosed location hidden deep beneath the surface of the earth. With me, as always, is Mark. Mark? The missus? What do you think happened to him?
I don't know. I thought he was here.
Well, maybe his microphone's still open. Can you turn it up? Maybe there's some action we could... here.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Should be live now. Mark? Mark, are you there?
FBI, open up!
Oh, them again. For everyone out there, no, Mark has not been apprehended by the FBI. They'll never catch him. No. He's going to hate us. He's absolutely going to hate us. He actually couldn't be here tonight. It turns out that he had stuff to do. And
that's Get to the chopper!
it was down in South America, and it may or may not have involved an alien species that was hunting communists. Why would you want to stop it is what I want to know. That's the beginning.
In the meantime, here we are sitting in the basement of our house.
Share mode activated. Boop!
In separate rooms, no less. That's the part that I don't think that's part of the magic, that we are sitting in separate rooms.
Wow.
Talking to each other. Yeah. So we can't have Mark with us because, well, he's not here. But what we can do is we can head on over to his website and do the most lowest effort show possible. In that we're not even going to open any of the articles that he reviewed in the Docent's Memo, which is on his website, practicaleschatology.blogspot.com. And what I will do is, Mrs., you're not on that website, are you?
I am not currently, no.
See, and that's perfect because you don't have to read it. There's no comprehension required. I will read you the headlines only, and any comments that Mark may have had, only from his website. So
wait a minute. This whole time I was supposed to have read the articles I'm talking about.
This might explain some things. So the first article, and I will. This is probably the last time I'm going to enumerate them. The first one is not an article; it's a video, and it's how to make nitrocellulose or gun cotton with hardware store ingredients. This one does not come with your own ATF agent, but you know. what can I say to that one?
I don't know. What the what now?
Well, nitrocellulose, and this is a YouTube video, so it's completely available on YouTube. Nitrocellulose is also known as gun cotton.
I could probably use the visual for that one.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, well. We're not going to listen to the video because then that'd be a video inside of any video, and then it's a movie and it's Inception. So we'll stop right there.
But the coin wasn't spinning or whatever it was.
That's right.
Right.
It was a top.
Whatever it was. Yeah, exactly.
So then the first article. Oh, I wasn't going to say the first. The next article was The Long Game: Shooting Drills and Skills for Deer Hunters. I'm not even going to talk about this article, except to note the author's name. It's in Outdoor Life, and the author's name is Jon Snow.
What was it?
Jon Snow. Can you imagine a worse name for an author? Because no matter what happened, no matter what you wrote, it'd be, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Okay, now I'm going to skip over the rifle and firearms type information. And that's, my good heavens, there's 721 articles. Okay, then the next article.
Mark is a busy boy during the week.
Is how to siphon gas in an emergency.
Ooh.
Yes, and tip one, finish your cigarette first. Okay, so finish. You don't want to be alternating puffs of Marlboros and gas in an emergency. Actually, they don't suggest using your mouth at all, but using a plastic bulb, yes.
Like one of those things that you suck snot out of a baby's nose with?
Well, or actual pumps, and so they...
Do they make bigger versions of that? Like for baby elephants or something?
Well, no, if they have...
For very large babies.
If they have gasoline for mucus, apparently. So, but that would turn them into dragons, wouldn't it?
Elephant that could be cool. Dragons? Yes. Hey!
The next article is, can portable generators get wet? And from personal experience, yes, if it rains, they do get wet. And then how to run one in the rain safely. So, again, electricity and water, probably not the best of friends.
So this is a true story regarding electricity and rain and generators. This did not happen to me, but a friend of mine back when I was working in radio.
You don't have friends.
I know, right? So anyway, this person worked overnights, which I also did at night, back when people used to be in radio stations. As opposed to just the cyborgs that run them now. So it was a thunderstorm, and it knocked the power out of the station. So it knocked the station off the air. Being the only person in the building, it was his job to go start the generator, get the station back on the air, get the power back up and running. So that everything, you know, so you could tell people, get inside, there's a thunderstorm. So my friend goes out to start the generator. And his story, as he tells it, went something like this. Says, I stood over and tried to start the generator, and I was getting ready to give it a pull, to give it a pull start. And at that moment, I don't know what happened, but something did. There was a blinding flash, and the next thing I know, I was lying on my back several feet away from the generator. So he's pretty sure he didn't get hit directly by lightning, but it was close enough, right? Mm-hmm. He said he just got up off the ground and kind of crawled back into the building and laid on the floor in the lobby for about 20 minutes. I don't feel so good.
Well, I suppose the good news is it probably didn't, you know, I was thinking of a microwave joke, and that probably wouldn't work very well. He's probably a Hillary Clinton voter, because it looks like he's probably a member of the resistance. No rim shot. Oh, crickets. Okay. Next article. Prep your apartment or suburban home for riots and civil unrest. Ooh. How to get ready fast.
Topical and timely.
Yes. And so the first thing that the author notes is to not look like you have any sort of opinions about anything. So remove American flags. Remove thin blue line stickers from cars. Park the cars out of sight.
And sneak over to your neighbor's house and put the big sign up that says, I have lots of money and lots of fabulous electronics. Please come on in.
Or on your leftist neighbor's lawns, I have no guns.
Or better yet, on your ex's lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, but the main portion of the article, though, talks about physical preparations like boarding over windows. Now, the author cunningly suggests not all of them, because then you'd never be able to get out. That would be bad to zip yourself entirely inside a house.
Well, and also, you can't see who's on your front porch.
FBI, open up! The author does suggest, in probably what sounds like the most painful advice possible, You can store plywood between your mattress and box springs. Pre-cut plywood between your mattress and box springs.
That does not sound comfy. And you know me, I am a creature of comfort.
Yes, indeed. You bruise like a grape.
I do.
let's see. When I was staying with my daughter, not me, but this is from the article, at her downtown apartment during COVID lockdowns, we realized that our front hallway was a true weak spot. The front door was solid glass, and there were also glass side lights. And I could easily see the door being breached, either by the glass being broken by a strong person simply breaking through to the weak frame. As renters, this is not something we could replace, so we get plywood cut to fit it, and I had spacers allowed the blinds to be between the plywood and the glass, making it look obvious that we were boarded things up. So, you know, renting, what do you do if you're renting? I mean...
That is an excellent question. You know, and just hearing stories like that, I think we lived in the country, and this is early on a serious note, during the past 2 years, really has totally affected the kind of experience that you've had with dealing with COVID. Because we live out in the middle of nowhere, in the sticks.
But plywood is still effective.
That's true. But never at any point did I feel like I needed to board up the house.
Mm-hmm.
There were no riots here in the summer of 2020. I think there were four people, two of whom had blue hair, standing on a street corner in town. It was very mild.
Three.
Yeah.
And one of them was wearing a fedora.
Yeah, probably.
No, I'm serious. One of them was wearing a fedora. So skipping ahead. 30 Kitchen Items That Work When the Power Is Out by Tom Morlew at the Survivalist blog. A good list of items to use for preparing food when the power's out, such as manually operated, hand-cranked mixers. We have one of those.
We do have one of those, yeah. And that's actually one of the reasons that I bought it.
So can openers? Our cooking one. Was it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our camping one, yes. Cooking gear suitable for cooking over a fire on a propane stove, like a Dutch oven. Yeah, we're good there. A mechanical kitchen timer? I don't know. I'm not so worried about the recipes coming out after the apocalypse. I mean, I'll eat some slightly soggy cake.
Yeah,
pitcher, a pitcher pump to pump water from container into the sink. Well, why? Because
you just pour it?
That's, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you know.
You know, here's what I'm thinking. It's for vegans, because you want the vegans might want to survive too. But because they only eat vegetable and no meat, their flimsy, pasty white arms, they can't lift a full pitcher of water up to the sink to pour it out.
Yes. A quart?
Yes, actually, a quart.
This is an actual set of conversations that were copied from a leftist website, and they were talking about lifting weights and that they needed to get stronger in order to take on the evil people on the right. And they said, this is a direct quote, I'm telling you, man, a 16-ounce can will make it so if you lift with that, you'll make it so you can't move your arms for days.
16-ounce can.
Yeah.
You know, I always wondered who those little tiny cans of soda pop were for. Now I know. Not strong enough to lift them. Man.
Got to use both hands. Oh, man. Okay. Is trapping in America on the brink of extinction or at the beginning of a comeback? And by that, he means fur trapping. Not any other kind of trapping, but fur trapping. So the article indicates there are between 210,000 and 260,000 trappers in the U.S., but the sport is currently under attack by anti-hunters and fur prices have declined. Not only have they declined, okay, here's a story from actual wilder life. So we were hanging out on the deck one night, and there may have been a beer or some wine involved, and we were out on a Saturday night, and it was a nice night, and I heard something from down below. So I had a flashlight, and I turned the flashlight on, and there were about 60 raccoons that all just froze. It was like a phalanx. It looks like a bunch of Spartan raccoons coming up the side of the hill by our house, and I'm going, how much could that be worth? <What's> that? I know. That's it. Yes, I see. I see nature. The first thing I thought is, well, how much?
I wonder if I can kill it, skin it, and sell it.
Yes. And the answer is yes, you can. But when I checked, the average raccoon fur was worth $5.
Yeah, but you know, you could always just start making hats and set up a tourist trap.
Yes, yes, I guess so. But I looked at it. Five. Well, then why not buy the raccoon skins at $5 a pelt? And it turns out that what happened is the Chinese are raising them in quantity in China, and they have cratered prices for furs all over because they've taken that industry and just taken it back to China. So,
okay. Now, well, I guess somebody has to do it.
Yep. This one is a breaking news story. It's a video. The Ninth Circuit Court upholds magazine limitations. And that's not like, what's a magazine we even take anymore? A magazine, that's when someone prints out.
You may only have 3 expired Reader's Digests on your coffee table at one time.
Yeah. Well, a magazine is now when someone prints part of the internet and sends it to your house. Yeah. But the Ninth Circuit Court ruled, and this was all of them together, where they form the kind of Uber hive mind circuit court. They all got together and voted. And of course, the Ninth Circuit, we know where that is, right? Originally, a smaller panel had said magazine limitations were unconstitutional and had voided that California provision. This group got together, formed their liberal hive mind, and said, nope, you have to get rid of the magazines. And so when their order came down, since August, Californians had been able to buy reasonable size capacity magazines, and immediately, boom, overnight, they had, you know, like 6 hours to get rid of them or else they were felons. So,
oh, yeah, I guess I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed, some crazy, crazy stuff going on there. Let's see. News. The Manchurian candidate. Joe Biden was involved in a deal with a Chinese giant and was expecting a 10% cut.
True international effort to pressure.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes. I thought he was the resident, but I digress.
Probably just taking a nap.
Joe Biden, Flashpoint. Wake up.
Flashpoint. In the Near East, Israeli military readying for Plan B if Iran nuclear talks fail. And just from my standpoint, I'd just say, let them have at it. But instead, no, we got to drag in the UAE, Bahrain. Well, that's part of the UAE. And the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command.
Well, but it's only fun if all those people are involved.
Yeah, but that's us, too. Oh, in the Far East, Taiwan scrambles jets after Chinese Air Force breaches buffer zone, which happens,
silence!
I think,
I kill you!
Every day. And the U.S. says all options are on the table after alleged Russian invasion threat to Ukraine. And I think our option on that one should likewise be it has nothing.
We'll be over here in the corner taking a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine Thomas Jefferson coming up to George Washington saying, President Washington, something is happening over in Syria. What do you think Washington would have said? He said, so, I mean, really?
Vacation.
Yes. let's bring things closer to home. No, I'm going to skip that one. It's not very nice. Crises by design. Crime in LA. Trains, buses rises as writers return. Poor people are suffering the most. And you know, apparently, there's a correlation between not arresting people who do crimes and not putting them up to trial and not sending them to prison and the number of crimes that occur. It's amazing.
Stunning.
They're up 25%. Violent crimes are up 25% from the same time last year and 9% from 2019. So violent crimes shooting through the roof. Homicides.
So to speak.
Yeah. jumped from 1 in 2019 to 3 in 2020. And so far, 5 people have been killed in stations and on public transport. So, you know, it just
makes that morning commute a little more exciting.
It's spicy. Yes,
puts a little action in your day.
Yep.
It's like hot sauce in your eggs.
Yep. That apparently so. It's the 1970s all over again. This is the next article, except with worse music. That's Mark's comment. what are your thoughts on that one? We have better music now.
China.
For some reason, I don't know.
Okay. Two Minneapolis Best Buys were robbed on Black Friday as a flash mob thievery spreads beyond California. You've heard of flash mobs, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they're everywhere. They're hitting, they're going for upscale stores now. Again, when you don't prosecute crime and the people who commit it, apparently you get more of it.
Well, I guess my question is, you say they're going for upscale stores now, and why would you have a flash mob? Why would you have a flash mob at the dollar store?
This was the Best Buy.
So Amazon's showroom.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if they're, again, taking things that were portions of the internet when they take these CDs and, I don't know, what
CD?
Would you buy at a Best
what
Buy?
Is this yeah. CD?
Yes.
I thought music was free on YouTube.
Hammers and crowbars aren't the latest fashion accessory. These are being stolen to facilitate other property crimes. So apparently, hammer and crowbar theft is on the rise because why not? And apparently they also might go for our favorite pastime, which is, of course, midget hammock fighting. But there's also an article. He battered and bruised Boston man after he was attacked by 40 illegal ATV and dirt bike riders while going to collect his turkey.
Yeah. Ow. That's ow.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow.
And a rare hunting scene raises questions over what polar bears eat. And this happened near Norway in Svalbard.
Well, from what I know about polar bears, they're large. Very, very mean. My answer to that would be any damn thing they please, as far as I know.
Well, in this case, they have a video of a polar bear chasing a reindeer into the water, dragging it ashore, and eating it. So.
And that reindeer was thinking as soon as he hit that water, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm gonna get away. Ow. Ow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Der Bjorn and... All right. Speaking of Arctic Sea ice, Arctic Sea freezes early, trapping 18 ships in ice near Russia.
That's how dare evidence, you?
Apparently, of more Russian collusion. Let's see. The COVID. The left is constantly telling us to follow the science. So let's see what that says. Oh, boy, this will get us flagged by YouTube. Transmission potential of vaccinated.
Dr. Cardi making the rounds.
Transmission potential of vaccinated and unvaccinated persons infected with the SARS-CoV-2 Delta variant in a federal prison. All right. Let's see.
No, oh my God, who the hell cares?
Yeah, federal prison.
No significant differences were detected in duration between whether or not you were vaccinated and whether or not you transmitted the virus. So it looks like if the argument is to get a vaccination to protect other people, that would be not something that's real.
I've sort of lost the thread on the logic of that argument.
Yeah. Well, it's take the jab because we said so.
Get the vaccine. Why? Because it'll protect you. Then why do you want everyone to get the jab? Well, so they'll be protected from the unvaccinated people. But I thought you were protected. But only if you get the vaccine. I don't get that. I'm sorry.
Yes. And more COVID.
It's that kind of been the last 2 years of our lives. More COVID.
Coronavirus!
You know, of course. I've had so much coronavirus, I might break down and watch the NFL just to get away from it.
No.
Just for something different.
Hospital struggles to treat 18 Waukesha parade victims because of vaccine mandate. The largest children's hospital in Wisconsin was Wisconsin. Wisconsin has been struggling to care for patients and injured at the Waukesha Christmas parade on November 21st, in large part because of staffing shortages stemming from the COVID-19 mandate.
Well, but the important part here is that they won't be treated by someone who's unvaccinated.
That's right.
Instead, they'll just, you know, you won't die of COVID. They'll just wheel you into the hallway so you can die of your injuries quietly there.
Yep.
Which I guess is somehow better. I don't know. But like I said, I lost the thread of that argument a long time ago.
And if you read very carefully, you'll see that the Washington Post indicates that the damage at that Waukesha parade was when the SUV ran over people.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
The SUV took a wrong turn. Crazy. Crazy.
Oh, my God. SUV. Cars actually kill people.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mark said he saw two op-ed pieces in Deutsche Welle concerning COVID. The first said it was time for mandatory vaccines. The second argued that mandatory vaccines were too late.
Two papers in one.
But you should probably get one anyway, right?
You should get seven right into your eyeball.
And now it's time for something completely different. Morning exposure to deep red light improves declining eyesight. Deep red light. Deep red light. Hmm.
You got me. I don't know.
You know what's red?
What?
You don't know anything that's red?
Rudolph's nose. It's Christmas season.
Yep, there you go. I'm missing something here. Again, this is why it's a low effort.
Yes.
We nearly missed the largest underwater volcano eruption ever detected. And apparently there was a 2022 or 2022. I'm now transferring from the future.
Well,
a 2012 eruption that was only noticed because someone was flying over it in a commercial airplane, and they saw a rock floating. And yes, rock will float. You know, the spongy kinds of rock from volcano can actually float. And it was one of the largest eruptions of its kind ever recorded. And if they hadn't have just looked over and seen it, they never would notice. I guess this one was a silent but not even deadly. So. The Earth was having problems. Any volcano comments?
No, I just was going to say it's like the COVID volcano, right? This incredibly deadly thing that we have to have very sensitive instruments to test for to see if it actually exists.
That is exactly correct. Yes. And Mark's final article. Why a toaster from 1949 is still smarter than any soul today.
Because it works? That would be my main answer.
Well, it's the way it toasts. So the toaster that we have relies on a timer. So you press the button in and it times. It goes tick, 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 and then it pops up. And if it's not toasted, you put it back in and then you do that and then you get this piece of crumbled charcoal, right? Well, the Sunbeam Radiant Control Toaster, sold from 1949 all the way through the late 1980s, used a thermocouple to detect the temperature of the bread to get the perfect toast every time, no matter the type of bread, if it started out cold or frozen.
Well, and part of the problem was that it used radium to toast the bread.
Plutonium.
What?
It was plutonium.
Oh, okay.
Perfect toast every time. And that is the end of the articles that Mark had for us. So we did our homework by not doing our homework and not reading them all. But I thought we'd bring everything here is stuff that he brought forward. So,
and hopefully he'll be out of the grasps of, I don't know. See, I doubt the FBI story. I'm thinking that he was, it's either aliens or Elon Musk. But then I repeat myself, so.
Then you do. Yeah. Well, on that note, we should probably call it a night.
Oh, wait, hang on. There we go. Now you're going to have to stretch a little longer this time once I hit the close music, because I told you, I got to shorten this, and I haven't gotten around to shorting it so much this week. So we, at this point, have about 30 seconds.
So I should just talk and talk and talk for the next 30 seconds?
Yeah, that's kind of the idea of it.
Oh, I guess it is a podcast. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll be back to more insanity next week. Take care and be safe.
Y'all come back now, you hear?